Good morning, Fort McMurray with Buffalo and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Mac City Morning Show. I am your host, Elliot Pierre. We're going to start this episode off the same way we start every episode off, with a moment of gratitude. I know you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you spend it with us truly does mean the world to me. So thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro.
How's it going, you guys? It's Jake White, JJW, coming at you from Norrell Toyota in Fort McMurray. Just wanted to say hi and come on down and check the place out.
Hi, my name's Richard. I'm the service manager here at Norrell Toyota.
Hi there, I'm Adam. I'm here at Norrell Toyota. I'm a product advisor.
Hi, I'm Cass. I'm the appointment coordinator. Happy to help you.
Hey, it's Keith Simpson here. I'm the general manager of Norrell Toyota, soon to be Fort McMurray Toyota. Pretty excited for our new dealership. As you've seen, you met all my staff. These guys are all my family. We're here to take care of you. Come on down and be part of our family.
And we are back. Big shout out to Norrell Toyota, our title sponsor for today's episode. Really do appreciate your ongoing support. As everybody at home knows, I do not introduce my guests because they can do a better job at that than myself. So can you please tell everybody at home who you are and what you're about?
I am Natasha Beach. I am the owner of Mini Green Havens.
So explain what Mini Green Havens is to me, please.
Mini Green Havens is about mental balance. It's about walking in somewhere, taking a deep breath, planting yourself and breathing. We all know that Fort McMurray has had a lot of pain in the last few years between fires, floods, and other tragedies. And I felt that the community needed some place that they could just heal without it being an institutionalized environment.
Okay. That's a lot to unpackage. And you can feel it when you come into the store, though. So with that mindset of this store, how did you create what I am currently looking at?
By asking the community what they wanted to see. I did the initial research to find out what makes a calming environment, the sounds, the colors. As you may or may not see, we have lots of birds and fish in here because canned birds' music sounds terrible. And then as I started really slow and I just started asking people, what would you like to see? And we've been changing since day one. I don't think there's been a day yet that you come in here and there's not some form of construction happening.
Yeah, fair enough. And have you always been in this location?
Yes, sir. Well, I started at the farmer's market. That ended. And I looked for a location for everybody.
Which one? Which farmer's market?
The urban market.
The one that
over,
was...
yep.
Okay, by town hall.
Yep.
Okay.
So there was quite a few of us, and we all started different businesses, and we all have different concepts. And it's really exciting now that Fort McMurray has such a large choice of businesses. Corridors is a friend of mine, and she's got amazing business.
Yeah.
She's a little stronger than I am because I have mental illness myself. I'm not afraid to say that. And it's taken me a lot longer to get to where I am.
Yeah. But they're completely different stores.
Very different.
Same thing with Sarah from Avenue Coffee.
Yes, I love Sarah.
She's a big supporter of you.
Yes.
And although you guys have some of the same things, it's different. The environment is different. The materials are different. The vibe in all of these stores is different. The one thing I love about yours is I brought my kid here. That's how I found out about this place. I brought my child here because you guys had like a Pokemon event on the weekend. And it was great. It was a great environment to bring my kid's nine, him into this place.
Right.
Some of the other areas are not as child-friendly for that demographic or that age range.
Right.
So, yeah, although some of the things are the same, the vibe is different in each one of you guys' stores.
Absolutely. And I'm an all-inclusive place, so I'm always changing. So all of our stuff that we've built on this side of the store anyways is movable and flexible. So Monday nights we have D&D night. And that is a whole nother realm of community that find no place to go and they can be themselves here. Right now we're helping support Pride Month. Okay. We've done Black History Month here. We held the party for the Special Olympians going off to Nationals. And, of course, Wednesday night of this week, they're doing the wrap-up here.
Are they?
Yes. Nice. Thursday night, we have a variety show for the seniors. So I'm always doing something for the community because I need to prove I'm here for the community first. The community's been burnt so many times.
That's awesome. We had a bunch of the athletes a number of times on our show, the Special Olympic athletes. They are so impressive.
They are.
So full of life. Like, Every time they come to the studio, they come like with a huge entourage. They roll pretty deep.
They do.
And me and Tanner are like, today's going to be a great day.
Well, a lot of people don't realize this. In 2 years is the International Games, and our Special Olympians are planning to go there. So I'll be continuing to support them and help them with their fundraising so they can get there.
Yeah.
The Special Olympics are a very special niche.
Yeah.
They're not like the regular Olympics where it's all about who's a favorite country or whatever. These athletes are learning life skills.
Yeah.
They're preparing. It gives them purpose and a sense of community, which we all need to have.
That's right. Now, I keep bumping into you at events throughout town. How do you pick what you go to?
I try to go to as many as I can, even if they're outside my comfort zone, because that's how I'm hearing what the community wants, what the community needs, even if it's not a blaring out there. For an example, right now I'm hearing a lot about sobriety and people choosing not to participate with alcohol. So on New Year's Eve, we will open up as the first mocktail bar in Fort McMurray.
Oh, that's fun.
Yes.
That's fun. Okay. It's a thing. Like, well, for one, it's getting much more expensive to drink than it ever has before. And, like, some people are just tapping out from it.
Absolutely. And with having, because we have our monthly open mic night. Sorry.
That's all right.
Sorry, old age. You know, yeah. It's happening.
Well, with all the stuff you have going on here, I think that's it too.
Yeah, so we do have open mic. And sometimes it's in support of an organization and sometimes it's just for fun. Mm. We are having a piano delivered this week as well as a guitar. John, DJ Cupid, will be painting that up for us because cool. We're about arts in here as well. And it'll always be set up for people to play with permission.
Yeah.
And then used for open mic nights.
That's great. And for your open mic nights, like, what kind of artists do you normally have?
Whatever the community comes up with.
Really?
We are very, very open. We've had poets. We've had a lot of musicians. I'm hoping to get a few comedians in. And we've had a lot of young teens here. And, in fact, for Rock the Rails weekend...
Yes. Coming up next weekend. We're all very excited about that.
So Death Wish came here and they played, not a cappella, acoustically.
Yes.
And he also had an entourage here. And even one of the young adults came to me and said, this is really cool. Normally we're out drinking and we're here. This is such a chill place.
Yeah.
And so it was something I knew I had to continue.
Okay. So explain your concept for the, what did you call it, a mock bar? Or?
Mocktail bar. You will be able to purchase your regular beers and stuff that are non-alcoholic, but we'll also have special drinks made. Dave from Cocktails by Boots is helping along with that. Yeah. Him and I have a great relationship, and so we help each other out all the time. So he's helping us learn more mocktails.
Fine.
I hope to be able to grow, actually, all of our garnishes here within the store.
Okay.
So all of our fruits and herbs and stuff we will be growing here.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's fun.
Yes, it is fun. So if anybody's even having a rough day and they want to come work with my plants or my soil, and they're welcome to come, and it's all for a good thing. So when I very first started this business, I was down in Calgary doing a show, and a man came up to me, and he said, can I tell you something? I said, absolutely. And he had been in a car accident, and he had full amnesia.
Oh, wow.
Yes. And he said he kept sitting at home to this family that he didn't know and would just sit in this chair. And his supposed wife had put a plant by him. And his finger went in the soil and it just started to make circles. Okay. And every time he made a circle, he was learning something about his past. And it got to the point where they got a Rubbermaid full of soil and he just started turning it. And that is how he got his memory back. If people don't realize the value of greenery and the soil.
Yeah. It's a thing.
It is a thing. And so even though everybody says, oh, her store's kind of crazy, it could be this, it all boils down to mental balance and the different attributes to that.
That's awesome.
Thank you.
It's a thing. I like walk around, like I'm a bit of a kook myself.
But, we're all kooks.
Yeah, you know. But I walk around my backyard barefoot. Like, I try to go out of my way to, like, put my skin to the earth every once in a while. And from time to time, like, I'll meditate outside on the grass, no blanket, just, like, be as close to Mother Nature as possible. And it's a feeling.
It is.
I feel it.
You know? Absolutely. I have, of course, have bigger goals, but as we're moving into more and more concrete jungles, we need to find ways to bring the jungle with us, because no matter what, we're still animals at the base, and we still have needs. Mm-hmm. A little fun tidbit that everybody always laughs about is women are typically, or in the past, typically water carriers and fetchers.
Okay.
Right? And so women are attracted to glitters and sparkles because fresh, clean water glitters and sparkles. Oh. So that's how diamonds become a woman's best friend, or the sparkles is because it's all associated with fresh water searching.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. That's cool. I did not know that. I'm going to look into that a little bit more.
Yeah, so, like, I mean, I've tried to do as much research. I don't have education. I have life experiences. Yeah. And I did attempt to get educated, but they were sort of taken away, the true essence of me. Mm-hmm. Because mm-hmm. I've definitely, so it all kind of started for me May of 2020. Of course, I lost everything in the flood. That September, my son committed suicide. And the following March, I lost my grandson in childbirth. So I was hurting really bad, mm-hmm. and there wasn't really anywhere to go in Fort McMurray. And even life stresses, like the old commercial, Calgon, take me away. Mm. That's what I'm trying to create here. And it's a challenge to promote that. You need to come here to feel it, to experience it.
Mm-hmm. And you've been doing a good job of getting people here, for sure.
We're working on it.
Yeah.
I definitely have learned you can't do it alone. I have an amazing team behind me now. And so I'm really excited that they're here and helping me through the rough times. Mm-hmm. It's been amazing.
Yeah, and like the more like Tanner throws shows here, like he has his own company, and he throws raves basically in farms and clubs wherever you can. But we found like when we're bringing up our DJs, the more people that we have, if there's a night where we have like five DJs, they're bringing their friends and their crew to participate, and then that fills out the crowd. Same kind of thing here. The more vendors that you have, their friends, their family are going to want to support and then find out about
absolutely
the environment.
And a really another kind of important factor in this, and it's kind of a challenge to explain, is I am, of course, for profit, but I am a social enterprise. Mm. So basically what that means is any profit that I make goes back into the community supporting nonprofits. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people were like, why don't you become a nonprofit? I'm here to support nonprofits. Why would I vend for the same money that they're after? Mm-hmm. So really, when a customer comes in here and spends money, not only are they supporting the local businesses, they're also supporting the local nonprofits or social profits in our community.
How do you select your non-for-profits that you support? Is it the same every month, or you?
It's different all the time. Okay. We support in so many different ways.
Yeah.
You know, I'm sure you know KG. Mm-hmm. So we are a drop-off for United for Change. Okay. We also have pledged to pay for two baskets, hampers a month for United for Change. Mm-hmm. That's out of Mini Green Havens. We have mental health support. We just helped eFry with their promotion and getting out there. Mm-hmm. So it's not always a monetary.
Yeah.
It might be just hosting an event or speaking about them or showing up to their event and saying, we're behind you 100%. Yeah.
Now, for the stuff that you have here, how would people be able to get in contact with you if they want to throw something in your environment?
Call me. Call me, text me, message me. We do have a vendor manager, Trish Trafray. Okay. Fry. She owns K&K Mining. She can always look her up or me. Right. We're always excited to bring in new people.
I was just going to say, I thought you were going to throw your number out online. I was like, ugh. We've had a few people put their phone number online. I'm like, hey, if you want to, but like, message the store.
Yeah.
Okay. Interesting. And so how did you decide this was the location that you're going to go with?
Originally, because CMHA is right across from us, upstairs had therapists, and around the corner is Teenage Help. I wanted to be within walking distance to get help for somebody, because the worst thing, and I've seen it on site a lot, is somebody is sad, they're stepping forward, they're saying we need to talk, and you give them a phone number.
Right.
Your opportunity is gone, especially when it comes to men's health. They don't ask for help enough, and if they're saying I need help, and you give them a phone number.
Mm-hmm. They ain't calling it.
They ain't calling it.
No.
So here, and I have had to actually walk over to CMHA a couple times to get some help. Yeah. And the other thing I'm always afraid of is if somebody comes in here so distressed and it's beyond my capability of helping, right? I need somebody who can.
Yeah, so just direct them to those little,
absolutely,
little areas, but they're right
there. And everybody knows Mike Jones.
Big shout out to Mike Jones.
Yeah.
King of Fort McMurray.
So when I go over and see Mike Jones or I'll call him, he definitely connects me right away to the right person to give assistance.
Yeah, we're interviewing Mike tomorrow.
Again, nice.
He's been on the show many times. Like, King of Fort McMurray, Mike Jones.
Absolutely.
He's so busy.
He is very busy.
He goes to everything. I'm just like, dude, how? But yeah. He's such a supporter for, like, mental health, everything. That guy is, like, legitimately, I'm so glad that he has the title of King of Fort McMurray. He deserves it.
Well, I want to say this, and this is might not sound good on our governments. After the flood, after the fires, after tragedy, The city calls us resilient, and they did replace our buildings, but they didn't do enough for the people. Mm. And so if I've learned anything, you can't count on them. We have to count on each other as a community. Yeah. We have to strengthen each other and support each other. And Mike Jones, myself, there's a few people, we're all just helping to make that happen. Prestige Jewelers, Mo, yeah, is another one, really helping to strengthen our community and be friends.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome. But you still get involved in government, though. Oh, man, Tanner tapped his watch. We got to go. But before I cut you loose, everybody gets a shameless shout-out or plug. So you have the mic, the camera, the lights. Have fun.
I really want to support YMM Startup. They have been behind me 2,000% in every one of my crazy cockaninny ideas. You know, they might help rope me in, but they've been amazing. And so if anybody wants to carry on and do something similar like me, which I encourage you to do, go down and see YMM Startup. They're amazing support to me.
There we go. Fort McMurray with Buffalo, the rest of the world. That's been another episode of the Max City Morning Show. From the bottom of my heart, thank you for tuning in. Big shout out to our title sponsor, Neural Toyota, as well as Carrie from Patchouli Rose and the beautiful people at Coldwell Banker. Hope everybody's having a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Bye.
Peace.
Hi, everyone. It's Carrie with Patchouli Rose here at Thickwood Barbershop. If you're wondering what to get your loved one this season for Valentine's Day, I make an all-natural anti-aging skin serum called Good Skin. It's good for men and women, and it's available for purchase here at the barbershop, downtown at the corridor shops and events, and on my website. Thank you for your support.
Talk about quenching your ugly thirst.